think what the Lord is, one that fills us with His glory. And I'm just so grateful to be here this week. I came up here on Monday. I came here with a hungry heart. And the Word of God says, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And you know, He never ceases to amaze me. He always comes to us. And you know, the Lord is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. But you got to be diligent. You have to seek Him. When I was in school, I wasn't that diligent of a person. And I used to wonder, why do we get A's? Why does that guy always succeed? Why is that person doing better? Well, it's because they study. Billy, you didn't become a doctor by getting C's, I'm sure. You had to study hard. And you know, the Lord is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And we have opportunity here tonight to really seek Him. You have opportunity here tonight to believe God to do something for you. And it takes faith, but it takes diligence. And it takes believing Him. Now, the Lord doesn't tease us. His Word is real. And He has promised to come. He says He will inhabit the praises of His people. And I'm so thankful to God that I found that early. I was fortunate enough to come to camp in 1977. And during that time, I think they opened up for the young guys for training under Brother Gardner. And I remember that as a very, very special year. I was married that year, but I was at a men's retreat, and it was November, obviously, Thanksgiving men's retreat. And just be very quick, I had been seeking the Lord for about 6 months, diligently, and I couldn't get enough of God. I went to every service. You just couldn't keep me from going to church. I just had such a wonderful time going to church. I remember I didn't understand the King James Bible at that time. In fact, I hadn't read the Bible really at all. And I had a little boy, and he was just a baby. And I was given a little gift, Ederheim's Children's Pictorial Bible Book. And it was a simple little book, Bible book, and I was reading that to Danny, but I was getting, he couldn't hear it, he was a month old. And I'm reading the stories, and want to hear another one, Dan? And I was really just teaching myself. But it was great. But anyway, in November, we were here at a men's retreat. And I remember there was a lot of prayer requests for certain needs for each person. And I had a really special need for my dad. And my dad was very sick, and he was dying from alcoholism. And anyway, there was a lull in the meeting, and my heart was beating like a day. I had to stand up now. And I said, I'd like to pray for my dad. He's sick. He's dying. He has a real need. And Brother Gardner said, now listen. Man ought always to pray and not to faint. You have a voice. Let us stand and let's lift our arms to heaven and believe God to touch this man. And let's stand right now and call on God. So here we had about 35 men. We all stood to our feet. We lifted our hands. And the second I lifted up my hands, I wasn't thinking of anything but to pray for my dad. And God baptized me in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
And it was marvelous. And there's no words to express that. But, you know, you have to come hungry. And my heart yearns for the young people, all of you. If you haven't experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost, do you know Jesus said it's expedient that I go, because if I go not away, the Holy Ghost will not come unto you. It's our privilege. It's a blood-bought provision. It's the earnest of the inheritance. And it's for everyone. Whosoever will may take of the water of life freely, the Bible says. But you have to take it. And you got to want it. And the devil's job is to keep him from wanting it. There's so many things out there that are lots of fun. It'll keep your attention away from that. But here, you don't have that. You don't have the siren voices. You've got one another, one accord, seeking God. And how much more does He want to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? And boy, do we need it today.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Ghost isn't so much for the feeling, and I thank God for the feelings, I do. But it's to make you holy. It's to change your life. It's to transform you. And when I went home that weekend, I remember my wife was staying with Mrs. Corrigan. You probably don't know Mrs. Corrigan, but it's a friend of mine, and I didn't want my little boy and my wife being home without me, so she stayed there. But when I got home and I opened the door, they both went, look at you. And I said, what? You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're totally different. I don't know you. And I said, you're scaring me. They said, no, I'm telling you, you're different. Something went out. You're glowing. And they just kept looking at me like I was a stranger. And that was my first experience. I'm looking in the mirror. I think I'm the same person. But really, it was God has something for every one of us to make it real. It's wonderful to read the Bible. It's wonderful for those stories I read to my little kid. And all those were great. And I was These are real. These aren't just stories. This is real. This is real. And I remember when I had asked my friend Mike Corrigan, I said, you know, Mike, I go to church and I see these people speaking in tongues and I see them dancing and laughing. And I know it's real, but, you know, how do you know it's real? He says, Tommy, I can't tell you other than the fact that it's real. And, you know, someday God will come to you, but you got to be hungry and you got to be seeking and you got to believe. And when God filled me with the Spirit, I was laughing, I was dancing. They said I was speaking in tongues and saying, interpreting, saying, God is real. God is real. And isn't that interesting? I all my life wanted to know is God is real, and yet God had me say God is real. And so God is real. And God has something that's tremendous for all of us, and we haven't even scratched it. So young people, old people, medium people, let's really believe God. Let's get diligent tonight. Let's ask Him. You know, we don't have to wait till next week. You can get a blessing right now. God can just do something special if you just open your heart and believe.
Amen. He will fill your heart today to overflowing as the Lord commanded you.
To be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know why. I would go to church, like my brother Tom said, every time the doors were open, I went to church. I wanted Jesus. I needed Jesus. And I wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But I thought, well, I guess I just don't know how to pray, or I don't know how to abandon to the Holy Spirit, which I think was the case. But, you know, the Lord did a very interesting thing. I sat on the aisle of the second row from the front, from the pulpit. And my sister sat next to me, and one of my other Sunday school students sat next to her. And the other girl had broken her leg and had her leg in a cast. And your doctors and nurses can listen to this one and believe it if you will or not. But anyway, I said, Lord, and Dr. Roy Gray was there that night, and so abandoned to God. Now listen to this. He was invited to come and preach, and our church service started at 7:45, and by 8:15, the heavens were dumping down on us. The showers of blessings were falling, and I sensed, God, you're here. Fill my sister and fill my Sunday school pupil with the Holy Spirit. I knew He couldn't fill me because I had been serving all that day long from before breakfast until right up till church time, and I was wrung out. But I prayed, and you know it says when Job prayed for his friends, he was delivered from his boils. And as I prayed, suddenly I was lost in wonder, love, and praise to Jesus. And I didn't realize even that I was being filled with the Spirit. I had my hands up, and for probably 35 or 40 minutes, I was singing in the Spirit, and I'm an alto when I'm in good voice, and I was singing way up, which I couldn't even tell you now how high, like Sister Diane sings, and in the Spirit. And I thought, somebody's being baptized. And I just knew that God was working and walking and in the midst. I knew he was there. And after right at the close of the, well, I'll tell you what time the service started to quiet down a little bit, 9:45. That was only, 2 hours, about 2.5 hours later, 9:45, 10:15, 10:45 it was. And Pastor Johnson came to the pulpit and he said, we've invited Dr. Roy Gray here to minister tonight, but he says, I think the Holy Spirit took over instead. And so Dr. Gray got up and he, what do you think he did? He says, I'm just going to read a chapter from the Bible. Now my favorite chapter in the Bible is Philippians 3. Oh, that I may know him. Dr. Gray came to the pulpit. He said, I'm just going to read these words from Philippians 3. I kid you not, this is what happened. And I said, Jesus, you are so... I just felt immersed, which I was, and didn't realize all that had been happening in my own self. And I said, now is all this in heaven too. I'm going to get Philippians 3. That's the icing on the cake. That's the icing on the blessing that you gave my dearest friend. I had just gotten married, a young little friend of mine, best friend. She came and she said, Marie, what a wonderful baptism you got. And I looked at her a little puzzled. She says, I never heard anybody singing in the Spirit like you did, and in the soprano voice at that. She said, what a wonderful baptism. I really didn't know that was, I heard this singing in the Spirit and I was being so blessed. That I never heard anybody tell a testimony like this, and I didn't make this one up. But that's what God will do if we have a hungry heart. Like Brother Tom said, it made me think so much of myself that I had to tell my story, because that's exactly the way it was with me. I couldn't stay out of church. I was at prayer meeting for the old people. I was in young people's meeting. I was in street meeting down on the street corner telling that Jesus had come into my heart. But I still wasn't filled with the Spirit. And I was at the altar every Sunday night seeking the Lord. But he was working. Don't give up. If you've been seeking the Lord for 7 or 10 or 15 years, don't give up. Keep saying, thank you, Jesus, that you're coming in. You're coming in. You're coming in, and you will take possession of this vessel of mine as I yield to you. So I just want to praise and thank God, too, like my brother Tom, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and what a change in my life. If I had a hunger before, I had a more intense hunger for Jesus, just more of Jesus. And we sing a song sometimes in the Waukegan. We used to. We don't even have a Waukegan church anymore. It's a child care center now. But I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of his great love, so rich, so full, so free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. And you surrender all. Amen. And I tell you, the floodgates will open on your head. And you'll be amazed. It's truly wonderful what the Lord will do.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, dear Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you,
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus.
We thank you.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful.
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple?
first verse again.
Sometimes shut up hearts, O God.
Yes.
We pray, O Lord, that we'll have the faith that You are filling us. You are meeting us. Lord God, You're doing all that's on Your part. And we ask, God, You'll help us to do what's on our part.
Yes.
To make room for You.
Yes.
To expect to receive full of Your fullness. O God, we trust You to do this. For all that, Lord, that are here at camp and those that will be departing tomorrow, You're still going to work. You're still going to move. Lord, we want to keep our windows open. We want to keep our hearts ready to receive all that You have for us. And we ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit will keep that expectancy in our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, these two folks have gotten to the place where I have to tell my story. Sister Grace Schulteis, you know, she would get on her soapbox and start preaching about the Holy Spirit And I always remember, because she'd start preaching about the Holy Spirit, and I would sink down in my seat. But you know why? I knew it was going to be a long meeting. And I would say, Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit, but I want to get home by 9 tonight. Isn't that a terrible thing? But that's what I would do, you know. Oh, no. And it was, and then I'd ride it out, you know, because she'd start preaching about the Holy Spirit. If she could fill you, she would. And I would just, I would just say, wow, okay, I want it. You know how it is when you want something, but yet you're kind of like, hold on, wait a minute. And I'll never, that went on. I skirted the issue for years down in Kingsburg, shamefully. But I remember when I lived here at camp, there came a knock at my door, and Reverend Gardner had a policy of, during those cold winter months, of going for a walk with us, which was always interesting because he didn't walk well on dry ground. And he would want to go walking on these snowy roads. And we were walking, he said, Keith, have you ever received the promise of the Father? Now, I'm not a lying man, but I wanted to lie that day because I knew I was in trouble. And I said, no. Well, why not? What can I tell you? You know, I didn't have an answer. Well, you know what happened? He started praying for me. And Sister Caroline started praying for me. And then Mike Carrigan and all the guys at camp were praying. You know how tiring it gets that every time you're in a meeting, someone's praying for you to get filled with the Holy Spirit? I got tired of it. Every meeting, you know, but it didn't matter the subject matter of the meeting or the topic for the night. It was going to come around to Keith getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And I finally went to the Lord about this. I had to go to God about this one, you know. Brother Gordon's laying hands on me. Billy Rodriguez says, you need the Spirit, brother. You know, everybody's telling me I need to be filled with the Spirit. And I remember some of the guys were in the... I said, you know, maybe God's called me to be a Baptist. Well, that didn't go over real big. No offense. I know some Baptists that are more filled than Pentecostal people. But, you know, that was not a good statement. But I finally went to God. I said, God, I'm really tired of everybody trying to fill me with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I'm not making this up. I heard the Holy Spirit say in my heart, Keith, I'm trying to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to. It's I who wants to. I want to fill you. I said, Lord, I want to be filled. I said, if anything, God, I'm a little bit frustrated because you're playing hard to get with me. You know? You know, when I open up, where are you? You know, you got to talk straight with God sometimes. And I remember a men's meeting, a retreat here. I was standing right where about where Sister Martha is. And I don't know what hit me. The Lord filled me. I opened my eyes and it was a late meeting. And no one else was in the room. They had all left. And, Brother Tom, it's so true. What a difference. I kind of like going to meetings now. You know? I went to a lot of meetings in my life. And, of course, I enjoyed it. And the Lord blessed me so many times. But it's wonderful when God works from the inside out. Right? So it's really, God knows how to fill us. And He's going to continue to fill us as we open to Him.